This essay is about 45-year-old Elon Musk, a co-founder of PayPal, CEO of Tesla, and founder and CEO of SpaceX, born in South Africa in 1971 to a Canadian model and a South African engineer. I will start with SpaceX because of its recent successes supplying the International Space Station. He founded SpaceX in 2002, largely because he always had a dream of helping humanity expand to other planets, particularly Mars. Indeed, he has said he would like to retire to Mars. However, we must note there's a limit here, for half-sized Mars has a very thin atmosphere, mainly carbon dioxide, and with an average temperature of minus 80 Fahrenheit. In order to reduce costs for space travel, he has emphasized the reusable rocket. By December 2015, his Falcon launcher came back safely to a landing pad near where it had launched from Florida. And a month ago, a little dragon came back from ISS, plopping into the ocean under three parachutes, carrying over a ton of medical experiments to be analyzed on Earth. These included Scott Kelly's urine samples, a space suit that had leaked, and so on. Reusability has been his criterion for keeping costs low, and NASA continues to give him contracts. However, SpaceX is not the first of his achievements. As a 10-year-old boy, Elon Musk acquired a Commodore VIC-20, taught himself BASIC, and invented a computer game called Blastar. He has said he was severely bullied in school, and as soon as he graduated, he left South Africa and used his mother's Canadian citizenship in order to be able to attend Queen's University in Ontario. After 2 years, he moved to Penn and earned an economics degree from the Wharton School, and then stayed on another year to complete a degree in physics. Accepted at Stanford to work toward a PhD, he decided to leave after only 2 days to found his own software company, Zip2. He sold his company at the age of 28, receiving about $22 million. Then came PayPal, he was a co-founder, which was sold to eBay, with Musk receiving about $165 million. Thus he now had enough money to start his SpaceX, described earlier. What about Tesla cars? Musk did not found this electric car company. In the early 2000s, two young engineers, Mark Tarpening and Martin Eberhard, were developing an electric sports car that used known technology, namely thousands of little lithium-ion batteries, together with Nikola Tesla's 1880s AC induction motor, and around 2003, their two-seater electric sports car could reach 60 miles an hour in 4 seconds. Elon Musk contributed millions, and the upshot is that he is now CEO of Tesla Motors. Today, there is the Tesla Roadster 2008 sports car, and since 2013, the Model S sedan, with further models in the pipeline. All the cars have a range of approximately 230 miles, obviously have no exhaust fumes, and because of the electric motors, can accelerate extremely rapidly. Elon Musk is also chairman of SolarCity, which supplies buildings with solar-produced electricity, and chairman of OpenAI, an open-source entity that looks at the possible dangers of artificial intelligence. Recently in the news, again, is his Hyperloop, a pod in a partially evacuated metal tube that can whiz people from, for example, San Francisco to L.A. in 30 minutes, averaging about 700 miles an hour. Amazingly, workaholic Musk also has a social life. Married for 8 years to Justine Wilson, a Canadian author, he has 5 boys, twins plus a set of triplets, and since their divorce, he is in an on-again-off-again relationship with Tallulah Riley, an English actress. Thus, a snapshot of Elon Musk.